Our friend Kerry Peck is in the studio from that Peck Ritchie law firm. He's sitting right here. Kerry, how are you? Nice to see you again.
Great to see you, John. Thanks for having me on this beautiful, crisp fall day as we're all worried about Hurricane Ian.
Isn't it amazing what a difference a few states will make? We've got the best weather. They've got the worst. Let's you and I talk a little bit about the state of Illinois Supreme Court, which has asked you to chair a commission on elder abuse. You are in the process of doing that now, right?
Yes, John. In April of this year, the Supreme Court created a historic commission for the first time, the Illinois Supreme Court Commission on Elder Law. And one of the charges, in fact, the first charge that the Supreme Court made to the committee was to ask the committee to collect information on attempts to defraud seniors in here in Illinois. And once we get that information, kind of, you know, synthesize it and make recommendations to the court and to the judicial branch for policies and procedures and Supreme Court rules in an effort to reduce defrauding seniors.
When you and I often talk on the radio, we talk about siblings who are squabbling or maybe how to make a will or an estate plan. But you're talking, it sounds here, like more organized things, the grandma schemes and things like that.
Certainly. The grandma schemes, as your listeners know, is a midnight phone call that says, hi, it's Johnny, and I'm in jail, and please wire me $5,000 in the morning. And, of course, the person receiving the call does, in fact, have a grandson named Johnny. We're talking about schemes of that nature. We're talking about roofers. We're talking about brokers. We're talking about anybody that's engaged in some fashion.
What's a roofer scam for senior citizens?
A roofer scam for senior citizens is generally, hi, we're driving by the house, and we saw that you had some loose shingles. And we're happy to inspect that at free, no cost. To go up on your roof. And of course, in many instances, and there are certainly honest roofers out there, but in some instances, roofers go up there and tear off the shingles and come down and report that you need a new roof.
So then you give them the money for a new roof. Do they put a roof up there, or maybe they just leave town with your money?
Well, maybe they leave town with your money. You have no idea who they are. You know, they quote unquote, we were driving by and want to do you a favor. You never see them again, and, you know, you don't even know who they were.
Okay, 312-981-7200. If you have been party to anything like this, you can call right now, 312-981-7200. Kerry is literally looking for these kinds of stories. In fact, you can also email if you have been involved in or witnessed any defrauding of seniors. You can email info@peckritchie.com. Kerry Peck is here from the Peck Ritchie Law Firm. They're looking for these stories, so email info@peckritchie.com. Or you can call us right now and tell us. I'd like to know what you have experienced. And do that right now, 312-981-7200. You can text as well, but we'd like to hear your voice and your story. By the way, can I just tell you a story? I know somebody who, three siblings. I don't think this qualifies as what we're talking about, but I thought about you when I heard this story. Three siblings. And mom and dad are no longer there. They've passed away. One of them is controlling the estate and has decided that the fairest way to split it up would be for the one sibling to get half of the money and the other two to split the money. So they're going to get a third and a third, not even that. And the other one, they're going to get a quarter and a quarter, and the one sibling is going to get half. If they have power of attorney, the person that's made that decision, do they get to do that? Do they get to decide?
Well, power of attorney document is entirely terminated. It dies with the individual. So that power of attorney is no longer effective when somebody dies. It sounds like perhaps they were named executor, which would be named under a will, and then post-death they could be an executor. Or it sounds like they're just bamboozling their family. And our firm is frequently involved in these type of family disputes.
Bamboozling. So, but what if I'm the executor? Then if the executor does get to decide how the assets get dispersed, right?
Well, the executor decides, subject, of course, to court oversight. So
okay, but say in this scenario, it's just somebody being greedy, and they're like, okay, fight me. Or maybe they feel entitled because they were the executor. They had power of attorney, so they've been doing more work than you guys. What do you say about that scene?
Well, I need more information, but I think the two children that are getting shortchanged have the ability to go into court and fight for their money.
And then it's a matter of, okay, is it worth the fight? How much money, and do we want to even do that?
Agreed.
Do you sometimes lay that out to them, and then people go, screw it, I don't want to fight?
All the time. This is an economic risk-benefit analysis in order for them to make a decision. Are they going to spend more money in the likelihood of getting more money, or are they going to spend more money and not get enough? I mean, you can't, every circumstance is different, and it's really both fact-driven and driven by the law.
It's also amazing, though, that the one would do it to the other two. I mean, come on. That's mom and dad aren't here, but that's stealing. To me, that's stealing.
It is stealing, and I'm sorry to say we see it all the time.
Okay, 312-981-7200. All of our phone lines are ringing with people with stories about, I presume, some sort of defrauding of seniors, some sort of elder abuse that way. We'll take your calls here. You can also email your story, info@peckritchie.com. Send your email to info@peckritchie.com, because it's not just a radio show we're doing here. We're helping Carrie Peck out, and for that matter, the State of Illinois Supreme Court Commission, which he is chairing. They want to know what's going on out there. 312-981-7200. This is WGN Radio. John Williams here with my friend Carrie Peck from the Peck Ritchie Law Firm. We do commercials for Peck Ritchie, And we also tell you in them that Mr. Peck has been asked by the Illinois State Supreme Court to chair a commission on elder abuse or defrauding of seniors. They want you to send your stories to info@peckritchie.com, P-E-C-K-R-I-T-C-H-E-Y.com. A lot of you are calling in with questions and stories. Let's pick up a few phone lines. We'll start with Brian. You're on WGN. Brian, what can we do for you? You're on the air.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
My mother a few months ago had a call from one of her fake grandchildren that he'd gotten in an accident and was being charged with DUI, and was asking for $9,900. Hmm. And she fell for it and drove to the bank to take out that amount of money in cash. Her caregiver drove her. Which just shocked my brothers and sisters and I. And the bank, that she's very well off, and they gave her the cash, and they said they wouldn't be able to do a money order to transfer to wherever location they're supposed to send it to, and they had to go to a different bank. The banker at the other bank was smart enough to say, we're not doing this, and they called the police.
Wow.
So, she's 87 years old and a little bit pre-dementia kind of stuff. But the thing that really irritated the rest of the whole family was that, first of all, she fell for it. And second of all, that the caregiver was driving around doing this.
You don't think the caregiver was in on it, do you?
Well, that was our impression. We fired him. So,
But that's another layer I hadn't anticipated. But I know my parents have caregivers in whose care we entrust a lot about my parents. And yeah, if they're good, it's good. If they're bad, it's bad. If they're fraudulent, it's even worse. And
These are caregivers where you give money to, first of all, you're paying like $3,000 or $4,000 a week for 24-hour care.
Yeah.
And then if you're giving them the debit card or credit card to go shopping for what else is going to
be? And they're done that. Amazing story.
At least the banker was heads up. The second banker was heads up and didn't allow it to happen.
What about that, Kerry?
Well, I would recommend that on caregivers, certainly they're honest caregivers, but they're also dishonest caregivers. When you put caregivers in the home of a loved one, the first thing you should do is take out all of the financial records. You should take out all the banking, all the checkbooks. You should take out the jewelry and items that are of significant value. Just get them out of the house, put them in perhaps one of the children's homes so that the caregiver can't get access to checking account information, savings account information, or steal the jewelry. So this is something that you just need to do. Older adults, of course, resent it. Sometimes they know, sometimes they don't, depending on their cognitive skills. But it needs to be done right away.
Well, yeah, that's a very good point too. I appreciate that. We flagged her couple banks and her financial funds too, because my sister has power of attorney and everything.
Yeah, that's another reason to make sure you do that as well, right?
Yes.
An amazing story, Brian. Thanks for the call. Sorry to hear that, and glad to hear it wasn't more catastrophic for you all. Marilyn, you're on WGN. What can we do for you? You're on the air.
Yes, hi. My name is Ray. I'm Marilyn's husband, and we had a situation here, and we hired a carpet cleaner to clean our floors and our furniture, and it's a very well-known big brand. And what happened is that when we went in there, all the carpet was wet when they were done. They had their hoses stretched on the floor, and I looked at it, and then I left, and I said, yes, it's too wet to go in there. I was at home alone. And they leaked the black, smelly liquids onto the hoses, onto my carpets. And they ruined like five or six rooms, and I had to have it redone with another company. And when we got outside, they said, well, give me your charge card, and we'll charge this. And I said, well, what's the bill? And they said, no, just give me your charge card. And I said, no. And they had me 2-1. And so finally I said, okay, I got to have a bill. So he wrote something on a pink sheet of paper that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously. And then I figure I'll save my neck. I'll just give him the charge card because I can always hold it. So it transpired that when the carpeting dried out, we went inside and we saw these big, black, smelly lines all the way across maybe five or six rooms.
Well, this doesn't sound like fraud. It just sounds like really bad service. Like,
well, they saw it when they took the carpet, the hoses out, and they didn't say anything.
Well, what do you say about the story like this, Carrie?
Well, it sounds like, you know, it's a bad vendor, and I think that, you know, perhaps you should consider filing a claim with the Better Business Bureau, things of that nature. But I'm not sure it falls within our elder abuse scam.
Right, although I think elderly people are probably more susceptible to that kind of abuse. It's not elder abuse per se.
Right.
It's just a bad company, and it's easier to steamroll maybe somebody who's a little frail.
Agreed.
Ellen, you're on WGN. What can we do for you?
Oh, hi there. Listen, my parents are in their 90s, and the cognitive issues are starting to creep up, and they are in receipt of an unrelenting torrent of mail solicitations, some from legitimate organizations, others that just seem to be scams using key words and phrases in the names of their companies that reflect causes that my parents really do support. But, you know, my dad's putting cash in the envelopes and we're trying to stop them. So I'm writing to all these companies. I must have written 100 times so far this year to please cease and desist. Is there any kind of letter, scary-looking legal letter I can send them?
Well, I think that, you know, usually at the bottom, Ellen, of emails is something that says unsubscribe.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you've done that, right?
I mean, it's yeah.
But I know what you mean. Yeah, that doesn't seem to work for me all the time either. But I guess that's just the life of anybody that's connected to the internet these days. Not necessarily just senior citizens, although, again, I think it's easier fishing in some of those ponds. So that's where these people tend to go. And there's not much you can do about that, I guess, huh? Other than hit unsubscribe.
I don't think there is much you can do about it, unfortunately.
This is good to know. Ellen, thanks for the call. I mean, this is a fact-finding mission he's on. Roberta, you're on WGN. What can we do for you?
Yes, I had another grandson call this morning. This is probably the 10th one I've had in the last 5 years, but I've gotten smart now because he calls up and he said, "Hi, Grandma." I said, "Yes, who is this?" He said, "I'm your grandson. Hi, Roberta." I thought, how does he know my name? Then I says, "Okay, I have 6 grandchildren." I didn't tell him that, son. I said, "What is your name?" He said, "I'm your oldest one."
Oh, wow.
I said, "You still didn't tell me your name."
Wow.
And then I finally hung up because I had the last one I called, the AARP magazine, the scam thing, and they said they call from Jamaica.
You hear this all the time, right?
I hear it all the time. They also call from India, where that same ARP magazine indicated that there are actually buildings of these type of boiler rooms in India.
People working the phones.
Exactly right. So I'm glad that you, Roberta, were able to beat back this one and not be victimized.
What about this? Roberta, thanks for the call. We're short of time, but it says here, my parents have power of attorney, but they have moved since. Do they need to redo it with a new address? Would I still have power if they've moved away?
If they're in the same state, I don't think you need to redo it. If they've changed states, then you should consult a lawyer in the new receiving state.
But is there something that the adult children should do? Say you have power of attorney. I know we addressed this earlier in the conversation, but you're worried that mom or dad are going to be spending money either unwisely or they're getting ripped off. If I have power of attorney, that doesn't insulate them from this, does it? They still might get ripped off, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, but I'd like some sort of legal thing that means they can't write a check or even use their credit card until I sign off on the purchase. Is there something like that?
Well, the only thing you can do really is have that power of attorney effective immediately. Some are only effective after a doctor's exam. And have your parent, assuming they're willing, to go to the bank and say, you know, exactly what you just suggested. Unless I sign off, don't spend the money. You know, when people are competent to make decisions, regrettably, they are competent to make bad decisions.
Well, they feel like, hey, I've got this under control. And in fact, they may be in their legal right to decide that they want to still control their money. They're not so in the fog that they can't make that decision, but then they're giving money to a church or to some scammer or to some grandma ripoff.
And the other thing I can suggest, and it doesn't always work, is stay close to your loved ones, especially if you see them slipping and their cognitive abilities are declining.
Okay, we're out of time. Kerry wants you to tell him your stories about these ripoffs, this defrauding that's taking place. You need to email. This is a Illinois Supreme Court task force that Mr. Peck here is the chair of. Just tell your story. Email it to info@peckritchie.com. And I'll pass that along again later on as well. Okay, Mr. Peck, thanks for your help as always.
Thank you, John. Great to see you.
Say it more cheerfully, as cheerfully as you possibly can.
John, it's a pleasure to see you. Thank you very much.
I knew he'd say that.